VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In newsmaking headlines today, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz began a tour of Latin America, where he will become the first Western leader to meet Brazilian President Lula since the latter's inauguration. Peru's Congress rejects a request by embattled President Dina Boluarte to bring forward elections to December 2023 as protests that have killed dozens rage on against her leadership. Record levels of torrential rain in Auckland have left three dead with a fourth person missing. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says after flooding devastated the country's largest city. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni flew to Tripoli, Libya on Saturday, where she was expected to agree to a major gas deal aimed at boosting energy supplies to Europe, despite the insecurity and political chaos in that North African country. And the stepfather of Tyree Nichols, a black man killed during a traffic stop by black police officers in the U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, calls on protesters across the nation to be peaceful.
We do not want any type of uproar. We do not want any type of disturbance. We want peaceful protests.
Spanish police seized 4.5 tons of cocaine with an estimated street value of roughly $114 million after raiding a cattle ship off the Canary Islands earlier this week. According to a statement on Saturday, a Russian research vessel, which has been prospecting for oil and natural gas in the Antarctic, docked in South Africa on Saturday following protests by green campaigners who say its operations in the region violate a treaty banning mineral exploration. This is VOA News. A Palestinian gunman has opened fire in East Jerusalem, wounding two people less than a day after a fatal shooting outside a synagogue. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
A Palestinian gunman opened fire in East Jerusalem on Saturday, wounding two people less than a day after another assailant killed seven outside a synagogue in the deadliest attack in the city since 2008. According to paramedics, both were fully conscious and in moderate to serious condition in the hospital. The attacker was shot and wounded by police. The attack, coming just a day before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was set to arrive in the region, has raised the possibility of even greater conflict in what is already one of the bloodiest months in Israel and the occupied West Bank in several years. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Brazil's federal police have searched the home of a nephew of former President Jair Bolsonaro in connection with the January 8th storming of government buildings in the capital by far-right protesters. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Police said that Leonardo Rodriguez de Jesus, known by Bolsonaro supporters as Leo Indio, was one of the targets of a series of raids that led to 11 arrests in different states. It was the first time a member of Bolsonaro's family has been included in the investigations of the uprising in Brasilia, which underlined the political polarization in Brazil. Police said those under investigation could be tried for crimes against democracy and criminal association. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department, Vedant Patel, comments on the fatal shooting at the Azerbaijan embassy in Iran.
This is absolutely horrific. Our thoughts, prayers, and condolences go out to those killed and injured in this heinous act of violence. We condemn this apparent terrorist attack in the strongest terms. Our commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad, and we are in direct touch with our Israeli partners, and our thoughts are with the Israeli people.
Dozens of indigenous children suffering from malnutrition and acute diseases have been hospitalized in northern Brazil. The health secretary of Boa Vista, the capital of Roraima State, said that 59 indigenous children were currently at the only pediatric hospital in the state, 45 of them from the Yanomami people. Eight were under intensive care. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.